Scotty K. Show on US 99.
Hey, Nick, what do you got going on this weekend?
Got my kids this weekend, so I'm trying to figure something out fun we can do together, but
yeah.
Nothing planned yet.
How old are they?
I have a almost 1-year-old, almost 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Are you guys separated? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like this conversation just kind of fell in my lap, especially today. But I don't know if you felt like this as a dad. So my son's 15 and his mom and I, we were never married. We were together for a little bit, but been separated obviously for a very, very long time. But I always put a lot of pressure on myself. And I don't know if you do this too, Nick, to make it the most fun weekend when they're there, because I'm like, oh, if he doesn't have fun, he won't want to come. So it's a lot of pressure and you end up spending like a ton of money on things. Do you feel that way? Do you feel that kind of pressure or that insecurity,
oh,
I guess,
absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I want to make sure they have the time of their life every time they're with me.
I will say I still battle with it even now, but what we come to find out is that they do like coming over, right? And it doesn't matter what you do, and you could do something really cheap and really stupid, and just sometimes it's okay to just hang out. Like now I think I bother him so much. He's also a teenager. I bother him with all the things I want to do when really it's like I'm cool with just hanging out with you.
Yeah.
But I would assume other parents that aren't with their kids full time go through this too. It's a really hard thing because it's a huge insecurity that since you don't get to spend a lot of time with them, God forbid you have a bad day or a bad weekend, and kids have bad days and bad weekends. But when you have such a little amount of time, you feel like you need to do these grand, huge gestures and make it perfect every single time.
Yeah, well, and you feel like you're missing out on a lot with all the time that they're not there, so you feel like you gotta make up for it in the time that you got with them.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And I will tell you this, I had a moment, so today is my birthday, and...
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I thought I heard that actually earlier.
But, you know, like I said, my son is 15, so he uses Snapchat a lot, and he doesn't do a lot of personal posting. It's like goofy, you know, 15-year-old stuff, mostly just like pictures of his forehead in the sky, I guess they do to keep the streaks or whatever they do. But...
Yeah,
I got these notifications this morning on Snapchat, and he had posted a whole series of pictures, and it was started when he was really, really little, and all the way until like a couple months ago, and it was just all these different pictures of him and I together doing different things, and it was just like, thanks for everything, Dad. And I was like, I was a mess. I was honestly just a mess.
I bet you that hit you in the feels there.
Oh my God. And what it showed me is their kids are getting what they need from you, even when you're doubting yourself.
I appreciate hearing that. It definitely brings me up to hear that, because that's a daily struggle for me. This is new for me. We split up a few months ago, so I'm still getting the hang of all of this. So
I got your back, man, especially with your young kids. Color some boxes. They're good, man. They just want to hang out with you.
Yeah, exactly. Rip some stuff up.
That's right. That's right. So don't put too much pressure on yourself, and they're going to get what they need from you, and you can't really control that, all right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you talking to me. It definitely helped my day a little bit here.
Kathy, how are you?
Kathy, first off, happy birthday.
Aw, thank you. Who's this?
I'm listening to you, and the call that you just did is the single dad and trying to have fun with the kids and keep them planned. But on the mom side of that, we feel guilty because you guys have all the fun with kids, the kids on your weekend, and we do all the disciplining, we do all the homework,
mm-hmm.
Moms are worried about the how, you know? So there's a different level there, because let me tell you, the moms are just as jealous of the dads, because you guys have the fun weekends, and moms
really?
Are drained by the end of the weekend. Yeah,
yeah,
moms are drained by the end of the weekend.
That's a good perspective,
so,
too,
I mean,
and it's not just that moms or dads, it's whoever, you know, parents in general, whichever side of this you're
correct.
On. Dude, I think parenting is hard, and I think every parent has different kinds of insecurities, and that conversation was just very Nick happened to be on the phone, and we were talking about it. I was like, this is kind of perfect. Like, I feel like I've been through this stuff. This is stuff I like, talk about in therapy all the time, because you go through these insecurities about, you know, just being a parent in general. I think all parents go through it. And a lot of times we don't talk about it.
Correct.
I think it's hard on both sides. I wasn't saying one side takes away from the other.
No, not at all. It was just on the other side. I've been there.